Well, I promise I'm going to speak for less than 5 minutes because I know that everyone is impatient to get home to parties and presents and great Christmas feasts. Good news for everyone except the turkeys. Some of you will have heard of Charles Spurgeon. Spurgeon was perhaps the best-known preacher of the 19th century, probably the most famous Baptist preacher of all time. He was actually a bit of a rough old Puritan in many respects. He didn't approve of drinking or dancing or going to the theatre, and he was actually fairly suspicious of Christmas. But he just couldn't get away from the reason to celebrate. He said once in a Christmas Eve sermon, almost reluctantly, "Go to the house of feasting tomorrow. Celebrate the Saviour's birth. Do not be ashamed to be glad. You have a right to be happy." So, at the risk of asking a silly question, why exactly are we celebrating? What is it about Christmas that makes even hardliners like Charles Spurgeon loosen up a bit and encourage people to feast and party? It all comes down to one word. One name for Jesus that we tend only to use at Christmas, which I think is rather strange because this name is so important, it's so fundamental to what Jesus was all about. And that word is Emmanuel, which many of you will know means God with us. It's a shame. That's the name that God foretold through Isaiah the prophet long ago. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and we'll call him Emmanuel. And what that means is that the birth of Jesus shows once and for all that God isn't above us in some distant and uncaring way. And he's not against us like some constantly angry and petulant ruler. But rather, he is among us. With the birth of Jesus, God truly has become Emmanuel. God with us. That means that the birth of Jesus is the most extraordinary and important event in history. At a moment in time, the infinite became an infant. Almighty God became a human being in a manger. Has anyone here ever been to Buckingham Palace? Oh, a few actually, yes. Goodness me, what an important lot. I've got some friends who were invited to a garden party at Buckingham Palace this year. It was when the Peoplesshire Youth Trust was awarded the Queen's Award for voluntary service. And Bob Harrison and Angie Preston went down to get a chat to the Queen over cucumber sandwiches. All very exciting. Of course, you can't just turn up at the palaces of kings and queens uninvited, especially not newborn kings. But kings and princes can visit mangers, and so can bakers and weavers and wise men and shopkeepers, priests and children, cattle and sheep. The point of this is so simple, it's actually easy to miss. God was announcing in a dramatic way that he had come to be available, to be accessible. He hadn't come to isolate himself or to hobnob only with important people. He'd come to mingle with all, to receive them with open arms and put himself at their disposal. All that he conveyed simply by being born in a manger. This is what Spurgeon said in that Christmas sermon. Emmanuel, it is wisdom's mystery, God with us. Sages look at it and wonder. Angels desire to see it. The plumb line of reason cannot reach halfway into its depths. The eagle wings of science cannot fly so high, and the piercing eye of the vulture of research cannot see it. God with us. It is hell's terror. Satan trembles at the sound of it. His legions fly apace. The black-winged dragon of the pit quails before it. Let Satan come to you suddenly, and do you but whisper that word, God with us. Back he falls, confounded and confused. Satan trembles when he hears that name, God with us. That's why we celebrate today. A happy Christmas to you all, Spurgeon finishes, And it will be a happy Christmas if you have God with you.